welcome to the Sportscast, October 10th, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcast, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also an online digital radio, which you can listen to Alabama football every weekend. You can also visit us on thesportscast.net and also follow us on Twitter and Instagram with the handle thesportscast1 and check us out on our app, The Sportscast for iOS. We also will have a handle for YouTube because they're coming out with that and be supported with that. All right, NFL Week 5 recap. But before we head into that, Matt Rhule, breaking news, Matt Rhule has been fired as the head coach of the Carolina Panthers. That was coming. He's probably heading into college football. And joining us to talk about this bad news, Joe Toscano, welcome back to the Sportscast.
Always a bad thing when somebody gets fired, but Matt Rhule deserved it. But still, lots of craziness, a lot of great stuff happening in NFL Week 5.
Yeah, the Panthers had a 1-4 start, and then Rhule got fired. He was one. He lost yesterday against the Niners, 37-15, and he had a bigger losing record than a winning record. It was coming. Was it the team, Joe, or is this Matt Rhule style is more for college football?
It's Matt Rhule. When you bring up a college coach and have him coach in the NFL, a lot of times it doesn't work. It's just a completely different thing. You know, the players are different. You could say anything you want to a college kid. You know, they have to listen to you. But pros, they're not putting up with that. It's a completely different style. It's a completely different thing, and it just usually doesn't work. And you could just tell. You know, I've been hearing for weeks, it's like Matt Rhule got to go. He should be fired. I believe he lost the team. They just didn't care about him. They weren't using the players correctly, especially Christian McCaffrey. And it just wasn't working. And I believe he was signed to like some 7-year contract or something like that for guaranteed money. So, I mean, Matt Rhule, he's, you know, don't cry for him. That guy's going to be paid a lot of money to do nothing.
Yeah, and I believe, don't quote me on this, he might not be paid that full contract, I think, until the season, I believe. So don't quote me on that. That's what I've been hearing from the chatter and the internetverse. What does this mean about Baker Mayfield? Obviously, his starting role could be on the line. You know, they could start Sam Arnold, of course, instead. And Baker just had a foot injury this past weekend. So what does that mean for him?
They might want to make a change because Baker Mayfield hasn't been playing well. So yeah, they might make a change just to change it up. But I mean, Sam Darnold is not exactly a great option, but he is an option. So yeah, Baker Mayfield might be in danger of losing his job.
Yeah. And of course, they've been talking about it in the chatter this past hour. A lot happens in an hour. Talking about drafting the quarterback in the near future, of course. Matt Rhule's okay. There has been rumors of him linking to a job in Nebraska or Auburn. And there's other. There's actually three other schools as well that has vacancies. So he's okay. Some say this was done on purpose, too. Like, hey, you know, Matt Rhule probably said, look, I just can't do it. Ran out of ideas. There's 5 college position opens. Can you just fire me, please?
It's possible, but he was a very good college coach. So I think he'll be fine no matter where he goes. Well, depending on where he goes, sometimes when coaches move, something it doesn't go well. But still, I think he'll be fine if he goes back to coaching college.
Yeah, he'll be okay there. Very young coach, very promising. So we'll see what happens next with him. All right, Joe, are you ready to recap this massive Week 5 NFL season.
Let's do it.
All right, let's start with the Giants in London. Of course, the Giants are on a roll. Now that everyone's saying they are the real deal, Daniel Jones, Saquon Barkley, remember them? Spoiled the Green Bay Packers' international debut. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers set the stage by jumping out to an early lead over the New York Football Giants. But Jones and Barkley made the key plays in a 27-22 comeback victory at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, which Joe and I are very familiar with, on Sunday to spoil Green Bay's first regular season outside the United States.
People are saying, you know, the Giants have arrived. The Giants. I've also heard that the Giants are the worst 4-1 team ever. But yes, this is a big win for them, and you know, it doesn't look good for the Packers. But maybe it's just me, but it's almost like Vegas. What happens in England stays in England. I think when you play games in England, it's a whole other country, a whole other stadium, a whole other everything. Everything is so different that it's like weird things happen in when they play games in England. So I wouldn't say, oh, the Giants have arrived or anything like that. I still think that they you know, I mean, it's impressive. They're winning, and that's great. And you know, you could say new coach, you know, Daniel Jones, Barkley's healthy. You could point to all those things, and that's great. Maybe they have arrived, but I just think it's just weird when they play in England. So I wouldn't say that you know, we could draw any big conclusions off from this game.
Very neutral ground. So you're saying the Giants are a weak 4-1 team?
Possibly the weakest ever.
First time at this record, I believe, since 09, they were saying. So we'll see where this Giants team goes on for next upcoming weeks. They're all tied with the Cowboys, and the Eagles are undefeated, which we'll get to that soon. Vikings beat the Bears, Joe, 29-22. Kirk Cousins and the Minnesota Vikings established a remarkable rhythm early. The resiliency surfaced again late. The reward is being alone in the first place in the NFC North, of course. Cousins scored a one-yard quarterback sneak with 2 minutes and 26 seconds remaining on Minnesota's fifth third down conversion of its go-ahead drive. And the Vikings snapped out of another mid-game slump just in time to beat the Chicago Bears 29-22 on Sunday.
It was impressive that the Bears scored 22. I mean, they made it a game. That was, and it was very close for a while there. So that's impressive by the Bears, but at the same time, the Bears are a bad team, and the Vikings are they're good, but sometimes they're just inconsistent sometimes. So you know, good on the Bears for making it close, but this was expected.
Justin Fields went 15-21 for a season high 208 yards, and his first touchdown pass in 15 quarters, and rushed 8 times for 47 yards. But the Bears were ultimately overtaken by the Vikings and their skills position stars. Let's go into New England. Patriots beat the Lions 29-0. Rookie Bailey Zappe threw a touchdown pass in his first career start. Ramondre Stevenson rushed for a career-high 161 yards. And the Patriots overwhelmed the Detroit Lions 29-0. Joe, what happened to those Lions? Goff and Swift, they were like the next big thing, but the Patriots shut them down.
Completely shut them down. It's crazy. That's just Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick figured them out. It was in New England, so that was, they were at a great advantage there. But yeah, I mean, it's very impressive to take the best offense in the league and just shut them out. So, you know, I attribute it all to Belichick just figuring them out. And that's what he does the best. He's just a defensive genius, and he just figures teams out, and he saw Lions.
Bailey Zappe completed 17 of 21 passes for 188 yards, with Mac Jones out for the second straight week with an ankle injury, and backup Brian Hoyer on injured reserve following the concussion. We'll see where this rookie goes. The game of the weekend, according to Joe, Bills beating the Steelers 38-3. Three snaps into what became a 30-3 rout of the Steelers is all it took for Josh Allen to prove his instinct correct. Josh Allen had 348 yards passing in the first half, were tied for the second most over the opening two quarters in an NFL game since 1991. Kenny Pickett, rookie, will provide in his first career start, was negated by defense, missing top pass rusher TJ Watt and starting safety Terrell Edmonds and starting cornerback Kella Witherspoon. The injuries mounted during the game, with cornerback Cam Sutton sidelined by hamstring injury and defensive tackle Larry Ojojobi ruled out back injury. Pickett finished 34-52 for 327 yards. Not bad, Joe. And an interception in taking over the starting job for Mitch Trubisky.
That was the only bright spot, was Kenny Pickett looked pretty good in his first start. But this was a complete team failure. The defense just fell apart, and people are saying basically the Steelers are, I believe, 1-8 or 0-8 when TJ Watt is not playing, and TJ Watt is going to be out for another month or so. So they're saying, well, it's hopeless. I mean, the Steelers might be 1-7 going into the bye. It's just really bad right now. It looks like Mike Tomlin's first losing season. It's hopeless. That's all I can say. It's hopeless. It's just all bad right now.
I didn't say it. You said it.
Oh, that's what we're all saying. Everybody, everybody in Pittsburgh wants to fire Matt, the offensive coordinator, Matt Canada. That's not going to happen. But when they asked Mike Tomlin about it, they asked, are you going to make changes to the players or the coaches? He didn't say no. So maybe there are going to be changes, or maybe they're going to demote Canada or something like that. But it's just all bad. It was a complete smack in the face. It was a complete domination by the Bills. We know the Bills are good, but my goodness, you think that the Steelers would put up a little bit of a fight? Nah, this was bad. This was bad on everyone. Bad on Tomlin. They weren't prepared. It's just a total team failure.
Poor Kenny Pickett. You don't want to face the Bills in your first game. So we'll see what happens next upcoming weeks. But Pickett looked good, right? You like what you saw so far?
So far, yeah. He is good at moving the ball around. He's accurate. He was making completions. So he's going to have growing pains, but still, he had the marks of someone that's going to be a good NFL quarterback.
There you have it. Some optimism there. Chargers, Browns, Brandley Staley trusted his gut, the analytics, and his offense. He got very lucky. The Chargers coach defiantly defended his decision not to punt on fourth down with a minute and 14 seconds remaining after Los Angeles held on for a 30-28 win over Cleveland, when Browns rookie kicker Cade York missed a 54-yard field goal with 11 seconds left. These two teams have become like rivals in a way, because they go at it every time I see them play.
Yeah, it's always good when they get together. But let me tell you something. Brandon Staley is an idiot. Yeah, it worked this time. The only reason why it worked was because that Cleveland kicker missed the field goal. If they missed the field goal, the Browns went 31-30, and nobody's and Brandon Staley is going to have to really defend his decision. He makes some dumb decisions. Yes, analytics are good, and sometimes you should go for it on fourth down and be aggressive, but he is ridiculous with that stuff. And many times it has cost him the game, and it almost cost him the game this time. It worked this time, but it's still dumb.
Justin Herbert, who came in leading the NFL in yards passing, finished 22 of 34 for 228 yards, ending his streak of consecutive road games with at least 300 yards at 7. Austin Eckler, my guy, rushed for a career-high 173 yards and scored twice, as Los Angeles, which came in last in the league in rushing, learned on its ground game to win its second shootout in the two seasons with the Browns. It's really good to see Austin Eckler healthy again.
Yeah, especially if you have him on your fantasy team, which I do. Yeah,
I do too.
There you go. Yeah, he absolutely went off. I think that's more of a function of the Browns' run defense not being very good, but still good on the Chargers for being smart enough to exploit that. So, and yeah, Eckler is he's healthier, so that's awesome.
Where's Deshaun Watson? We'll talk about that later. I knew this game was going to happen. I knew this result was going to happen. And Texans beat the Jaguars 13-6. As you thought the Jaguars were having a great streak, Texans came up with a surprise with their first win. Amon Pierce initially got hit behind the line of scrimmage. He slipped Rayshon Jenkins' tackle and then six or seven more on his way to a 20-yard gain that was more impressive than the rookie 75-yard run a week earlier. He might already be Houston's best player, and he could be a handful for Jacksonville for years to come. Pierce ran for 99 yards, Joe, and a touchdown, a score set up by his determined fourth-quarter scamper through half of Jacksonville's defense, and the Texans beat the Jaguars 13-6 on Sunday to extend their winning streak in the series to 9. Hey, a win's a win.
A win's a win, and I'm not going to say this is the Damian Pierce coming out party, because actually he's been good this whole time. I remember in the preseason, people were going crazy about him, and I thought, oh, whatever, preseason, who cares? It's just, you know, whatever. There's lots of players that play well just in the preseason, and he's done very well in the regular season too. So the Texans have a star in Damian Pierce, so that's good on them. I don't know what happened to the Jaguars today. Like, you only put up 6 points. The Texans are, you could consider the Texans possibly, you can make an argument that they're the worst team in the league. So this is just a mess on the Jaguars' part.
Pitiful. Trevor Lawrence completed 25 of 47 passes for 286 yards and 2 interceptions. Texans quarterback Davis Mills had 140 yards. Pierce had 99 yards. So pretty much a rivalry, obviously a divisional game, but Texans has a good record against the Jaguars in Houston. Saints, Seahawks, Geno Smith, but this time it was the Taysom Hill show, ran for touchdowns, including a 60-yarder in the fourth quarter, and threw for another score, and New Orleans snapped a 3-game skid with a 39-32 victory over Seattle Seahawks on Sunday. Joe, these Saints team, you think they're bad, but they come back with a win like this.
This was just weird. Taysom Hill? What's going on here? this was an absolute must-win for the Saints if they were going to do anything this year. So they played with some desperation. But I am continually surprised by the Seahawks. I didn't think they'd be any good at all. And I think they can actually be okay. So, yeah, it didn't work this time. But I think the Seahawks are impressive.
Do you think it's because he has Tyler Lockett and Deke Metcalf? Do you think those two weapons help him?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You have good wide receivers can make any quarterback look good. But Geno Smith is just so impressive. I'm just completely shocked how well he's playing. So, I mean, that's a lot on Geno.
Yeah, and which is a whole question mark on Russell Wilson. Was he good because of those two receivers?
Yeah, it was, you know, the saying is always let Russ cook. It's like, well, maybe that's not the problem. Maybe it wasn't Russ cooking. Maybe it was Russ.
Well, Geno Smith passed for 268 yards and 3 scores, hitting DK Metcalf for a 50-yard touchdown and Tyler Lockett for touchdowns of 35 and 40 yards. I have Smith in my fantasy team. I should probably start him next week.
He plays well every week, so yeah, maybe you should.
I have Aaron Rodgers as my QB1, so I might do the switcheroo today. So we'll see. Maybe. Well, no, tomorrow because waivers. Anyways, Jets, Dolphins, 40-17. Zach Wilson is 2-0 on the season Sunday. as he scored his first career divisional victory over the Miami Dolphins, 40-17. Furthermore, the New York Jets earned their victory over an AFC East team in 13 tries. Dolphins quarterback Tua was out this week with a concussion, and first-year head coach Mike McDaniel also lost his backup, Teddy Bridgewater, as well as almost immediately after the first play. And he got safety, gave the Jets 2 points, and Skylar Thompson took over, but not enough to beat the Jets.
Are the Jets good? are we living, what parallel universe are we living in that the Giants and the Jets are doing well? This is freaky. This is scary stuff. I'm sure losing your back, I mean, basically Teddy Bridgewater was the backup, and now having whoever Skyler is, never even heard of this guy, you know, having him in there, I'm sure that had a lot to do with it, but giving up 40 to the Jets, dang. Breece Hall is another one of those running backs that, like Damian Pierce, it's like, hey, this guy is actually good. So maybe the Jets are actually good. This is scary stuff.
Yeah, Breece Hall rushed for 97 yards and 1 touchdown. I was warned about him that he was good. So definitely showing up. Wilson did not throw a passing touchdown, but he completed 14 of 21 passes for 210 yards. Thompson completed 19. Skylar Thompson completed 19 of 33 passes for 166 yards and 1 interception in the first NFL action aside from preseason play. Jalen Waddle, Joe, was noticeably out of the loop. He finished with 3 catches for 23 yards.
I'm sure that's, you know, I mean, you can't expect anything from the Dolphins offense when you're down to your third string rookie quarterback. So that's just, you know, there's a plenty good excuse right there. So, I mean, this is, well, you know, we'll see what happens with the Dolphins going forward. But
yeah,
you know, you take any team and you take out their top two quarterbacks, and you're down to their third string guy, and it's not going to go well.
What do you think about that new concussion protocol? Because it's been taking out these quarterbacks once players out earlier, and they're keeping them out.
It's absolutely necessary after what happened to Tua, and hopefully they've learned from that. You know, the whole thing of when you get knocked out or you get hit and then you come up and you're wobbly and stuff like that, you know, I don't care. You can't trust the player. The player is always going to want to play no matter what. So you can't just trust the player. But if you see a guy wobbling around and can't even stand, you get him out of there. So good. It's a good thing they're being more safe.
Yeah, being tough on it. So we'll see what happens next upcoming weeks. Buccaneers. You know that Tom Brady's undefeated against the Falcons, even including like with that huge Super Bowl win a couple of years ago with the Patriots and the Falcons. When I think they were down 27-3 or something, but they beat them 28-3. That those T-shirts, I have to buy them because there's hope in life with those T-shirts.
March 28th is a holiday because of that score.
Well, Brady threw for 351 yards and a touchdown. He improved to 11-0 versus Atlanta, including one of his 7 Super Bowl victories. And running out of the clock. Okay, yeah, so another win, another easy one, you think?
Yeah, I mean, the Buccaneers are established, and the Falcons are, they're young, they're inconsistent. They're you know, they're up and down, so this is not surprising. Still a little down on the Buccaneers, though. I think Tom Brady's starting to show his age, so you know, I think Tampa plays in Pittsburgh next week. I think Pittsburgh's gonna win. As bad as Pittsburgh looked, I think this, yeah,
maybe. I mean, it's the NFL, right? Like anything can happen, literally.
Any given Sunday.
The most unpredictable sport. Let's go to Washington. Titans cornerback David Long intercepted Commanders quarterback Carson Wentz at the 1-yard line with 6 seconds left to preserve Tennessee's third win in a row, 21-17 over the Washington Commanders on Sunday. Derrick Henry is back again. His team running. And Long's play concluded a goal line stand that vaulted the Titans 3-2 into first place in the AFC South, First place, Joe. I think they're back.
I don't, but Derrick Henry is definitely back. So they could just put the team on his back. So be it. Okay, fine. The Commanders are not good. And, you know, this was close, but the Washington is just not a good team. So this is not all that impressive. And I still am not very impressed with the Titans.
Titans, of course, were the winners of the AFC Championship game last year. I mean, the AFC Conference last year. So we'll see what happens in the next upcoming weeks with the Titans. AFC South kind of open. So we'll see what happens there. Let's go. The game that was a tipping point for Matt Rhule to get fired. After failing to land Deshaun Watson on the offseason, the Panthers had a choice of whether to pursue Jimmy Garoppolo or Baker Mayfield in an effort to upgrade quarterback. They chose Mayfield. The decision didn't work out so well on Sunday. Garoppolo threw for 253 yards and two touchdowns. Emmanuel Mosley intercepted Mayfield and returned it in 41 yards for a score. And the Niners beat the Carolina Panthers 37-15, handing the Panthers their 10th loss in 11 games and Matt Rhule getting fired.
It was known that Matt Rhule's job was on the line and that people were talking about that he should be fired. So this game was basically, like you said, the tipping point. Basically, like you need to win this game to keep your job. And what happens? They lose 37-15. Not even close. That tells you all you need to know about what they think about the coach, what the team, how the team's doing, all that stuff. So this is the final nail in the coffin for Matt Rhule. They were playing for everything. They were playing for his job, and they come out looking like crap. So that tells you all you need to know about Matt Rhule and why he should have been fired.
We'll see who will be the interim coach or maybe a permanent coach. The Philadelphia Eagles are still the NFL's only undefeated team, winning their fifth game in a row, thanks to a whole lot of grit and a bit of good fortune. Jalen Hurts ran for a pair of one-yard touchdowns, and the Eagles held on to a 22-17 victory over Arizona on Sunday after Matt Amendola's late field goal attempt for the Cardinals sailed wide right. I saw that slide that Kyler Murray did towards the end to get that first down. He did not. He spiked it. He could have went for, I think they could have went for it on 3rd-and-1, but a little bad decision there.
The Eagles are, I mean, they're number one. They're undefeated. They look great. But the Cardinals, you know, we talk about, it was obvious, it was a slam dunk that Matt Rhule needed to be fired. I'm starting to think maybe Cliff Kingsbury might need to be fired too.
Wow.
That team is a mess. That team is basically, let's just let Kyler Murray run around and do all kinds of goofy things. That's not a team. That's just some dude running around. That's not, like, I don't think Cliff Kingsbury is a good coach. He's not going to get fired because I think he just got signed in some big extension or something like that. But my goodness. Okay, they're without Hopkins. Doesn't mean it's the end of the world. My goodness. I don't know. I think the Cardinals are in trouble.
Cardinals are in trouble. D-Hop not around, of course, and making some interesting decisions. Actually, Kingsbury was kind of a question mark when they hired him because I think he was just a new coach at USC. So, of course, those question marks are coming back again. Another home game. Oh, sorry. The game was played in Los Angeles. Cowboys beat the Rams 22-10. DeMarcus Lawrence returned a fumbled 19 yards for a touchdown on the Rams' opening drive. And Cooper Rush remained unbeaten, Joe. You heard that. Unbeaten. As the Cowboys fill-in starter, despite passing for just 102 yards in a 22-10 victory over Los Angeles on Sunday, you could have called it Cowboy Stadium in Los Angeles.
Oh yeah, the Cowboy fans took over, and it's, you know, that's a problem with you know, Charger games too. It's like the other team's fans taking over. But I mean, it makes sense with the Cowboys because I think they have their training camp in California or something like that. So they've kind of, like, you know, they've established themselves in California, but still, this is just the Cowboys defense is on top of their game right now. They are just, they almost completely shut the Rams down except for the one play to Cooper Kupp. But yeah, Cooper Rush is undefeated. What, this is another, what kind of parallel crazy universe are we living in? You can't take the guy out. He'll never lose.
That's the thing. I keep saying to people, keep playing him. But everyone's saying, no, Dak's a starter. Have you changed your mind?
No. How can you not? The guy doesn't lose. I kept seeing this week, it's like, well, you know, eventually Cooper Kupp's going to regress. Eventually he's going to lose. Like, maybe not. If the team keeps winning, what are you going to do? You can't take him out.
Exactly. And then by the time Dak starts, if he does start, he'll be 100%. Completely.
That's so tough. That's so, you can't just keep him on the bench and say, oh, we'll wait till he gets healthier, or he'll wait till he gets 100%, you know, because he is your franchise quarterback. So you got to play him, but still, I don't know. Cooper Rush is undefeated, people.
We'll see what Jerry Jones says. He makes the final call. Justin Tucker, one of the best field goal kickers of all time, best kickers of all time, kicked a 43-yard field goal easily in the final play to lift the Ravens over the Cincinnati Bengals 19-17 on Sunday night into the sole possession of first place in the AFC North. Joe, you were watching this game because you know these two teams. They're in your division. Your thoughts over this matchup?
This was a fun game. It's just, you know, Lamar Jackson and Joey Burrow are two of the best quarterbacks right now. It was a fun game to watch. They're both two good teams. But yeah, Justin Tucker is a darn freak. Earlier in the game, he kicked, I believe, a 58-yarder. That could have been good from 68 or 78. It is disgusting how good Justin Tucker is. He is the best kicker of all time, and he makes it look easy. I remember, and it's not just with him, it's with a lot of kickers now. If you tried anything over 50 yards, it was a big deal. And now kickers are routinely kicking 55, 58, 60-yard field goals. It's ridiculous, but...
Yeah, how far do you think he can kick the ball?
I could see him trying at least 65. I could see him trying at some point something, maybe even a 70-yard field goal. I'll bet he could pull that off.
I think he can. I really do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. On that 58-yarder, there was plenty of room. It's not like he barely made it. There was plenty of room. It's crazy.
And for sure he could do it indoor at a dome. I'm not sure on a windy day in like Denver, but well, never say never, right? All right. Well, that was Sunday Night Football. Tonight, Joe, the Las Vegas Raiders visit the Kansas City Chiefs tonight. Of course, the Raiders had their first win last weekend. Like we said before, anything can happen in the NFL. What's going to happen tonight, Joe?
The Chiefs are going to – I mean, this is a big rivalry game. And, you know, when these two teams get together, they just hate each other so much. And I love games like that. But the Chiefs are on another level. There's basically three teams that are just on this really high level. The Eagles, the Bills, and the Chiefs. And the Bills and the Chiefs are going to play each other next week, which is going to be lots of fun. But yeah, the Chiefs are just on another level right now. So I think they're going to stick it to the Raiders. The Raiders are in a bit of a mess. So I think it's going to be an easy win for the Chiefs.
Chiefs lost against the Colts a few weeks ago. They took that loss hard to beat the Bucs. Now they're probably going to beat Las Vegas. So we'll see what happens tonight. It might be a little bit chilly tonight. I don't know. We'll find out. Poll question of the day, Joe, what is your favorite unit of the metric system? Options are the meter, gram, liter, or the centimeter.
Well, I run 5Ks all the time, and that's a kilometer, so I'm going to say the meter.
Okay. Meter it is. Everyone's voted for liters. I'm not sure because people drink a lot of soda, and they look at the liter measurement a lot.
Get yourself a 2-liter of Coke or something.
There you go. Anyways, Joe, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about Davante Adams' yardage for tonight?
That is Joey Bag of Donuts, a V instead of an F. And I don't think he's going to do well because I think the Raiders are just a bit of a mess. And I don't think Davante Adams is going to go off. So I don't think a lot of yards for Devontae.
We'll see what happens tonight. Monday Night Football is exciting because you can see hear and see Peyton Manning and Eli Manning talk about it. You can reach us at thesportscast.net, our website, or the Sportscast One on Twitter and Instagram. Tomorrow we got Sports Talk 101, and we'll look to hear what Aaron says about his Washington Commanders and also Matt Rhule. Some say that new Panthers owner reminds a lot of people of Snyder from Washington. We'll see what happens. And of course, the Niners are in the streak. Garoppolo, Joe, I think the Niners made a good choice to keep him.
Very smart on their part because they lost Trey Lance for the year, so they would have been in really big trouble if they didn't. And yeah, it's a very interesting story how they thought they were done with Jimmy G and he's back. So, you know, it's interesting to see how that's all working out. But hey, you could do a lot worse than Jimmy G as your backup.
And if he wins the Super Bowl, that would be an interesting comeback redemption story to talk about. Anyways, Joe, always a pleasure. I'll see you next week. Stay warm. I hope your house is doing okay.
Me too. Thanks for having me. See ya.
And this was your update.